Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. We're going to talk all about rest and sleep because it's going to be a busy holiday season. I'm already feeling the exhausting, tired, dread feeling of like, oh my gosh, can I really do another holiday season? Yes, I can, because I've been getting better sleep. Sleep quality is so important. I want you guys to invest in your rest this holiday season. So there are many ways that you can make it a luxury experience for yourself and get high quality sleep, whether it's pillow sprays, silk pajamas, meditation apps. We all know the importance of sleep care and how it affects your well-being. You are probably staying up too late every night, just getting your work done, reading your emails, scrolling your TikToks, just like me, and pulling all-nighters periodically. And that is not great. At this age, I do not feel like I can pull all-nighters and successfully manage the next day. I really feel it takes its toll. And let's face it, each and every one of us is guilty of not sleeping enough. Maybe we get by on 5 hours of sleep, 4 hours of sleep. Not enough. People who get 8 to 10 hours of sleep have health benefits that extend from longevity to cancer prevention to overall health and well-being and less depression. So it's hard for us to sometimes get a peaceful night of sleep, especially if you're perimenopausal, if you're having difficulty with hormonal changes. Sometimes you just can't get all the worry and anxiety out of your head about daily life. So let's talk about sleep care and why sleep care is the new self-care and the best, cheapest, easiest thing you can do for yourself this holiday season so you can get started on a journey to a good night of rest. So sleep has been shown to improve your overall well-being, everything from increased productivity to increased cognitive function. Having a sufficient amount of sleep every day is going to change the quality of your next day. And many of us have adapted to this busy grind mentality where we need to grind, we're constantly doing the hustle culture. This is a culture that does not prioritize rest and sleep and routine. And so many of us since COVID have felt the effect of insomnia, burnout, and being just kind of chronically amotivational due to poor sleep hygiene. So one of the things I'm doing to reset my motivation and make sure I wake up clear-headed is trying to go to sleep every night by about 10:30. I start my sleep ritual of winding down, and by 11:30, I'm trying to get in the bed and trying to get a solid 7 hours of sleep every night. If I could do 8 to 10, it would be even better. One of the studies that was conducted at the University of Turku in Finland proved that those who were sleep deprived had reduced reaction times, difficulty paying attention, difficulty memorizing short-term and long-term information. They're unable to multitask, and they have trouble with critical thinking and logical reasoning. So for now, the National Sleep Foundation recommends 7 to 9 hours of sleep for adults. For children, it's more, 10 to 12. Children love their sleep, and boy, do we let them sleep. Sleep is a priority if you have a child. You never want to disrupt their sleep routine. You always get them in bed at the same time. You put the lights out really dark, and you just don't disturb a sleeping child. Why is it that adults don't prioritize their own sleep? Imagine if we treated ourselves like kids and put ourselves to bed and tucked ourselves in and didn't let a single person violate our sleep barriers. No cell phones in the room, no blue lights radiating at night, no red lights flickering. That's so important. Make sure you look at your sleep environment when you're sleeping. Make sure you have a pillow that gently cradles your neck, supports your cervical spine, and please, for my beauties out there, don't sleep on your side. Don't sleep on your sides. Let me say that again. Sleep lines, those vertical creases that run up and down your forehead, the vertical ones, these are caused by your pillow. Sometimes we see lines along the side of the nose. Sometimes we see jowling develop and we wonder why we're getting that groove and a jowl that hangs. And guess what? It's side sleeping that aggravates all of these things, causing cheek deflation, causing drooping of an eyelid, often causes facial asymmetries. So set up your sleep situation to have a really good sleep pillow. I'm a big fan of the Pillow One, and no, they don't pay me to say that. I've had to buy one. It's P-I-L-L-O and the number one. And it's on Amazon, but I love it because it cradles my neck so I don't get cervical spinal problems. It puts your neck in extension like normal anatomical position. And there's a little groove for your head. So if you start your sleep on your back with your head in the groove, you can kind of sleep like Sleeping Beauty, not on your face. Now, I'm not always perfect. Sometimes I'll roll over and end up on my side, especially when I'm hitting the snooze button. But at least that way, you know, 6 hours out of the night, I'm not sleeping on my face. So that's so important to set up a cool temperature in your sleeping room. Patients and people who sleep with the temperature in the low 70s to high 68, you know, that's kind of a great temperature to have the deepest sleep. Darkness is so important, like blackout drapes are terrific. If you can, avoiding EMF waves in the bedroom, like putting all of your devices somewhere else. And also even all of those flickering lights on your digital clocks and your, you know, your television system, everything should kind of be covered because that just disrupts your sleep. Some research has actually shown that blue light from these screens can actually disrupt your circadian rhythm. In 2011, a study conducted by the National Sleep Foundation found that 90% of Americans report using an electronic device within an hour of falling asleep. And that blue light emanating from these screens is telling your pineal gland, the gland that secretes melatonin, the wrong message, that it's still light out, that it still needs to be wakeful, and that it should not allow sleep to occur. So definitely avoid TVs, phones, and computers for that 2 hours or so before bedtime and all the time out of the bedroom. Look at your room in terms of noise. Is there street noise? Are you someone who sleeps well with background fan or a background noise machine that creates ocean waves or sounds like the rain is coming down? There are so many good ways to improve your sleep. I am a big fan of playing some background noise and sometimes even fall asleep listening to a podcast on a timer. I don't drink alcohol at night. You might think that alcohol can relax you, but in essence, it actually messes you up because it's going to change your melatonin levels. Taking actual melatonin tablets is sometimes okay if you need to reset your sleep cycle. But also remember, the entire hormonal system in the body is driven by feedback loops. So if you're taking exogenous external melatonin all the time, your own internal production is going to drop because your body senses those high levels taken from external sources. And then you produce less yourself. You become essentially more and more dependent upon it. So I think that's a careful decision you need to make with your primary doctor. And just remember that even though melatonin might be good for resetting time zone, jet lag, like if you're having a really hard week, you don't want to really be addicted to any sleep aids. I hear so many of my patients say that they just take a half a tablet of Valium or Ativan or, you know, just a little one here and there to take the edge off. Those are all addictive, and it doesn't matter if you're just doing a half a tab. It becomes a dependency. It becomes a psychological dependency. It also becomes a physiologic dependency. So remember to really limit the crutches that you use to change the problem with other methods, like maybe exercise, maybe a long walk, maybe a sleep ritual like having a chamomile tea and a nice face washing routine with a little lymphatic massage. Try to make your bedtime routine kind of your sanctuary time where you're pampering yourself. So I'll put on my red light therapy mask. I will sit and do lymphatic massage. I do my teeth brushing routine. And then I do like my 8-step face care routine. It's one of my favorite parts of the day, and nobody should bother me when I'm doing that. When you reduce your stress levels, you are going to reduce depression and anxiety and how you react to the very next day. If you sleep better, you're going to lower your risk for health problems like heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure. 3 very large-scale epidemiologic studies showed that sleeping 5 hours or less every night is linked to an increase in mortality by 15%. That is crazy. 15%. And that's mortality. That's death rates increased by 15% if you sleep 5 or less hours of sleep per night. And people who work night shifts, you also really have to consider your life choices because definitely a lot of data and research supports the fact that night shift workers have increase rates of heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, stroke, and cancer. The body needs that nighttime repair session where all systems are turned off, the data banks are purged, memory systems are wiped, and essentially toxins and metabolites and all the enzyme systems of the body get to rest and recharge and rejuvenate. So I think that's so critical that you think about your current sleep regimen, what you're going to do to improve it. Avoid your stimulants, of course, not too much of that afternoon coffee. Try to set a schedule and create a really calm and wonderful environment. Remember, music is such a great thing to do. A massager, massage chair, one of my favorite things to do. So I want you guys to get the benefits of a good night's rest. It's going to improve so many aspects of our lives during this holiday season when you just feel like you've given it all and that you're spent and you have nothing left to give. Focus on you. Go to the bedroom, tell them you have a headache, and just wean yourself away from everyone's loud activities. And you're going to find that getting a good night's rest can increase your productivity, improve your mental memory and performance, boost your energy and your mood, give you better improvement of your weight, as insufficient sleep is linked to weight gain and more appetites and craving because you're having to eat the energy that your body doesn't have, increase your athletic performance, and remember, one of my favorites, improve your skin health. Nighttime is when your skin undergoes restoration and repair with collagen production. So for all of these reasons, I want you guys to love yourselves, love your sleep. Don't feel guilty about sleeping. We all felt that terrible feeling when the time change happened this year and the planets were aligned funny and everyone felt out of whack. And it's because of sleep cycle disturbances. So that's why I decided to do this podcast. Just knowing that feeling and that it took a whole week to adjust and now feeling better and understanding the importance of sleep. So important for all of you. That's it for now, guys. I hope you're going to take time to invest in your rest. Get yourself some gorgeous silk pajamas and just really treat yourself right this holiday season. Love you so much. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. And my favorite nighttime products would probably be my stem cell growth factor. I use that religiously. Blue hydration serum, which makes me feel like I'm drinking water from my skin. Basically, it brings 1,000 times its water weight to the skin. And I love, love, love the Night Quench. It smells so good. It goes on so nicely. It has ceramides, peptides, wonderful for anti-aging and also not greasy, but so rich and dense, moisturizing. Delicious. You'll love it. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast. Join me every Tuesday for a longer one, and Fridays is our 5-Minute Friday. Tell a friend. Great information about aging well, beauty hacks, biohacks, longevity. I'm here to teach you everything. Stay beautiful.